All right, now to give us more perspective on this, we are joined on this broadcast by retired Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, who's a military expert and also the host of Daniel Davis Deep Dive on YouTube. He's joining us live from Sterling in the United States. Now, Colonel Davis, thank you very much indeed for joining us here on Beyond. Now, this, of course, is the big question. Now, the American President Donald Trump wants to freeze the front lines as they exist. It is a proposition that is quite clearly not acceptable to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. But do you think this is something that would be acceptable to the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who in the Alaska summit had indicated that he wants all the territories that Russia now controls, along with that he wants Donbas, the highly industrialized region, which is also rich in such important natural resources. Do you think Russia will drop a demand such as that for peace?
There's zero chance. I think you characterized it quite well that both Zelensky and Putin are adamantly opposed to this, and they have long stated that. The only thing that's partially close is that Zelensky has multiple times said that he thinks negotiations can start on the current line of contact, but then with the expressed intent of getting back in negotiations some of the other territories, but not just surrendering over the rest of them, because he keeps saying over and over, our Constitution forbids it, we can't do it, our people won't allow it, etc. And then on the other side of the line, you have the Russians have said they won't even contemplate such a thing. They wouldn't even have an unconditional ceasefire on the current line, and only that they will keep fighting until all of the root causes, which means the hard work of end of war negotiations, had been done. And even then, and this is what Putin said just last month in Beijing, we will accomplish all of our goals either on the military battlefield or at the negotiating table. But they have not changed one iota what they've been saying, honestly, since April of 2022, reiterated in June of 2024. So no, there's no prospect that Russia, from a position of strength, is going to willingly cede territory that they've already written into their Russian Federation Constitution and just say, all right, we'll just end the war there. So I think this has no prospect at all.
Right. Now, also in the meeting that Volodymyr Zelensky had with Donald Trump, it is being reported that he presented certain maps and a plan of where Ukraine can strike Russia so that it hurts Russia financially. And to do this, he also expressed that he needs the American Tomahawk missiles. Now, Donald Trump has shot down the idea. He said that Tomahawk missiles are missiles that are needed by the Americans as well. In your assessment, do you think Donald Trump could get drawn in to this war a bit more by giving in more military aid to Ukraine?
Well, listen, we have to kind of look at this in context here, and why this is so puzzling, and why there's so little optimism, even for these high-level delegations that are apparently going to happen between Sergey Lavrov and Secretary of State Rubio, et cetera. Because you have to back up till about the 24th of September, when Trump said, my assessment now is that Ukraine can go on and win the war and go all the way back to the 1991 borders, which gave Zelensky a great deal of hope and optimism. And he thought, great, then you're going to support me doing this. And then there was some military package that Trump had offered. And then just a week ago, Zelensky told Vice President Vance that he wants the Tomahawk missiles. Vice President Vance said, yeah, I'm considering that. On, I think it was either Sunday or Monday, President Trump emphatically from Air Force One said, yeah, if Putin doesn't agree to the terms I'm looking for here, I may let him have them. I may use those Tomahawks. And then all of a sudden, he completely reversed course on Friday when he said, oh, no, we actually have to have those. So obviously, the conditions didn't change between Sunday and Friday, and yet the message dramatically changed, as it did from before. And now, instead of 1991 borders, just a month ago, he's saying that we're going to stop it where it's at right now. So I don't think anybody really knows where President Trump's lines are. And so when you're talking about all these different constituencies trying to come to some kind of an agreement, they got to ask the question, which Trump are we going to get, the one from September or the one from today?
Interesting. Thank you very much indeed, Colonel Davis, for joining us with that perspective then.
My pleasure.